Blog Talk Radio.
In CUNA Mutual Group's digital lab doing our first online radio show. I'm Holly Fearing.
And I'm Michael Ogden. As Holly was saying, we are doing our first gig here from our digital lab here in Madison, Wisconsin. The digital lab, what we do here, is all about exploring and experimenting with social media and educating a lot of our credit union followers for the entire credit union industry, really. And Holly and I are gearing up for what is going to be a pretty big show out in San Francisco, America's Credit Union Conference, coming up at the end of the month.
Yep. We have CUNA Mutual is going to be there. We have a bunch of speakers. We're looking to bring some real value to the credit union industry in what we're talking about. So, you know, we have a variety of topics that we'll be presenting. And, in fact, we have one of our presenters with us today, Robert Israelite. He's going to be talking about mobile trends in the credit union industry, which is a really hot topic right now, something that all credit unions should know about. And, yeah, so
I think what we're going to do is toss to a break, but when we come back, we're going to interview Robert Israelite, again, talking about the mobile trend. So we'll be right back after the break.
Again, I'm Holly Fearing, and this is
Michael Ogden here in the digital lab at CUNA Mutual Group in Madison, Wisconsin.
Today, we're talking to Robert Israelite, lending sales specialist with CUNA Mutual Group. Robert, you're going to be presenting at the end of the month at the ACUC conference about integrating mobile into your loan growth strategy. Can you tell us a little bit about your presentation and give us a few details why it's such an important topic for credit unions today?
Sure. Thanks very much for having me on the show today. I really appreciate it. And one of the things that we're going to talk about is how mobile technologies are changing the way that consumers do business and how important it is for credit unions to be able to not just respond to that immediate need, but also to look at how does that mobile channel impact their business overall, and how can they incorporate that mobile channel into their overall strategies of serving their members in their channel of trust.
So a lot of times we hear it's generally stated that credit unions aren't tech savvy, and we had a conversation with our own Steve Hope the other day, who runs our Ask Auto app and that whole program, and we were talking about what can credit unions maybe do to flip that misconception? Because it sure seems to be hanging on that credit unions don't know what they're doing when it comes to the technology side of things.
Well, I think there's definitely some misconception about what technology credit unions have available to their members. And I think one of the best things to do is to start using the technology from themselves. So the leadership at the credit union starts using these channels and understands what it is and how it is to communicate with their members in those channels. I don't think that we do a really good job, or credit unions do a very good job, of helping to communicate that these services are available in the channels where those members are at. And I think that's the key piece. I think credit unions are very good at the traditional marketing messages through statement stuffers and through banner ads and stuff like that on their website. But
yeah,
what they're missing is those are not the channels that their mobile members are using.
Why are we so bad at that? why are we so lousy at kind of promoting that part?
I think, honestly, it's a little bit of fear, and I think it's also not an understanding with the leadership. I mean, one of the points that we'll cover in my session is also that idea that this is not separate from their marketing strategy. There's not this separate little area that credit unions need to, you know, put some money towards, and then it's just its own little thing. This needs to be incorporated into a strategy across the credit union, and everybody at the credit union who makes those decisions needs to actually use these channels to understand how their membership is being communicated to.
Yeah, and on that point, do you think that credit unions really understand exactly what it is they're up against when you look at Bank of America and Wells Fargo? And, you know, I know that not every credit union can be as large and put as many resources into a mobile strategy, but do they realize what their competitors are doing these days?
I think definitely some credit unions do and some credit unions don't. The credit unions that I talk to, some of them are very engaged in this. We've had very small credit unions that have actually done commercials with Ask Auto, as you mentioned before, into their local marketplace because they're more nimble and they're quicker to get something rolled out and get it rolled out to their communities. And then, of course, on their side of the coin, I've had board members and CEOs sit across the table from me and ask me, well, why would someone use their smartphone to apply for a loan when they could just stop into a branch?
You know what? I was on that point. I want to stop here for a second. Recently, I was up in Ithaca, New York, doing a presentation with the larger credit union CEOs of that state. Mm-hmm. And one particular CEO, I cannot remember the gentleman's name right now, but they were actually going to go so far as to even dump the traditional website and go all mobile and just app friendly. I thought it was quite amazing. It's the only one I've heard about even considering that kind of strategy. Have you heard of any others trying out anything like that?
It's interesting that you bring that up. There is some talk in the industry about, and this is financial services, not just credit unions, but in the industry about changing the model. And, you know, I don't know overall if that's the right strategy or not. I think credit unions need to be able to connect with their members or their potential members through their delivery channel of choice. And that means that as a person, as a consumer, I might want to do some transactions on a PC. I might want to do some on a tablet. I might want to do some on a smartphone. And
yeah,
it's got to work seamlessly across all of them, I guess, is the real point. It's got to be something where, as a consumer, I can make the choice. It's the same if you look at, you know, what happened to the publishing industry. I can go to Amazon if I want to have it immediate and downloaded to my Kindle, or I can go to my library and I can go and wait 2 weeks for the book to be available and then go check it out, or I could order it online and have it shipped to my house, or I could go to a Barnes & Noble, which do still exist, and go pick up the book myself for a hard copy version of it today. And all of those activities are going to be something that I, as a consumer, will choose between based on what I need that product for.
Sure.
I think the same goes true for managing our money. You know, I might want to say, hey, it's 10 o'clock at night, my kids are in bed, and I'm sitting on the TV sitting on the couch watching a TV, and I want to apply for a loan because everything's quiet. Or maybe it's my first loan and I'm nervous and I want to go and walk into a branch and actually sit down and talk with someone through it to help me understand my best options.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those are going to be important channels for our credit unions to understand and have, and this is the key piece, is have a strategy around it that connects all those points together.
Sure. We hear a lot from credit unions that are a little bit apprehensive or not convinced that this strategy, this direction, is exactly what their current members need or want. What do you suggest, or what do you say to those credit unions that maybe never know what members aren't coming to them because of their lack of a strategy in this direction?
That's a hard conversation to have, honestly, because it does really change the worldview of the individuals around the table. But I will tell them that this is about their legacy. This
mm-hmm.
is about the credit union surviving for the next 50 to 75 years, because you have to go where the consumer market is going. And if you don't, then you're just going to become sort of this, and this can happen to any credit union, so it doesn't matter asset size, you will be a merger candidate. I mean, that's quite the harsh reality of all of it. But if you don't grow your loans, then you're not going to be in a position 5, 10, 15 years from now where anyone's even going to know who your name, what your name is or what you offer.
Mm-hmm. And what do you suggest for credit unions that are looking to develop this kind of a strategy?
I think the key piece is they need to sit down and they need to get a good cup of coffee and get the right people around the table, whether it's both business partners as well as their internal leadership at the credit union, and create some concrete plans about how do we serve our members in a way that relates to our core values, and then how do they tie these pieces together as opposed to having individual separate strategies.
So can I ask on that question? We've had, again, a lot of discussions that we're having right now. This conversation parallels a lot of conversations we have about social media in credit unions. Who are those key people? I mean, name your top three to get into the room to have this mobile discussion. Who would you start with first?
I would start with, usually I start with lending, because lending is usually tasked with the goal of growing the credit union and growing their loan book. And so one of the things that the credit union needs to decide from a lending perspective is how are they going to incorporate lending into the delivery channels of their members' preferences. And then from lending, you know, it will scope out to marketing. It'll scope out to technology, whether it's IT or, you know, some other resources within the credit union or whoever they partner with. And, you know, getting those three categories of lending, marketing, and IT into the room to start with, to start building what is that vision going to be?
Yeah.
You know, before we even talk about what products or what should we offer or what is the latest and greatest widget that's out in the world, this is really about getting your strategy in order so that you can decide what's most important to how you're going to do business. Because then once you know that, a lot of the other pieces kind of come into play, and then you can make decisions based on where you want to go. I mean, one of my favorite lines in all of literature is Alice talking to the Cheshire Cat when she first gets into Wonderland. And she says to the cat, well, which direction should I go? And the cat's response is, well, where do you want to wind up? And Alice says, doesn't really matter. And so the cat says, well, then it doesn't matter which road you choose.
Good point.
Yeah.
You know, so unless you know what you want to accomplish, whether this is a native app or a non-native app, or whether this is, you know, available on iPhone or Android, or is a web-based solution, or whether it's, you know, all of those things really don't matter until you have your strategy.
Mm-hmm. And I think a key part of that is making sure that you stay connected to your community and your membership. As a credit union, you know, that's, in my opinion, that's the best way you can really know if that truly is what your members are asking, because I'm not sure how many credit unions are out there talking to current members of all different age demographics and potential members that are just out in the communities. So that helps you get a good sense of where the people are at rather than just where your credit union is at.
Exactly. And you need to come up with, okay, if this is where our membership and our potential membership is going, how do we want to parallel that in living with our values and living with our mission statement of what we're here to do related to members' finances.
Sure.
And I think once you put those pieces together, the light becomes a lot clearer, I guess, is the way to look at it, because then you're able to say, well, to get here, these are the building blocks that we need in order to accomplish that goal. And I think
Great
that's
point.
One of the things that people struggle with that I work with a lot with in the credit union space is that there's so many different options, and this is all brand new, and it changes constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And this is part of one of the points that I bring up in our meeting, in my presentation, is it's going to keep changing constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't steer your course by what technology is available today.
All right. Again, we're speaking with Robert Israelite, lending sales specialist with CUNA Mutual Group. Holly and I are here in the digital lab, broadcasting from Madison, Wisconsin. Robert, a couple of things. One, where are you right now? I heard you were traveling.
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, fantastic. And two, what is the one big point, if you want to bring people into your session at ACUC, which again, is coming up at the end of the month in San Francisco. What's the one hook you would like to kind of get out there to get everybody to your presentation?
Come to my session, and we'll talk about how you can put together your strategy first so you understand what choices you want to make.
Fantastic. Robert, thank you. Now, I want everybody to be sure, if they're going to be going out to ACUC again coming up, again, right at the end of the month, first part of July in San Francisco, we're going to be out there. But be sure to catch the other CUNY Mutual Group speakers. They're going to be hitting topics out there like succession planning, retirement, cybersecurity risks, and, of course, Roberto's talk about mobile lending growth.
Thank you so much for joining us, Robert. We'll be sure to catch your show out at ACUC.
Thanks very much for the time to talk with everyone. Have a great day.
You too. We'll be right back. Holly and I are going to chat about some other social media topics, marketing, when we come back.
We just had a good conversation with Robert Israelite, who will be speaking at ACUC about mobile lending technologies. And one of the things that I'm really interested in that we spoke a little bit about is the misconception that's kind of a common perception out there amongst the general public about credit unions not being extremely tech savvy. Now, I personally think this is a bit of a holdover from the credit unions of the past. And things have changed quite a bit, and I put a little bit of the onus on the general public, again, to just kind of open their eyes and see things for what they are today. But what is that misperception out there? Why is that hanging around, and how can we flip that on its head?
Well, as you and I have seen, again, Holly and I, we run the social media for CUNY Mutual Group on all our platforms, Twitter, Google Plus, LinkedIn. We got the blog, YouTube
Instagram.
Channel, all this stuff, Instagram, everything like that. And we run into very similar discussions and sometimes arguments when it comes to excelling in the technology side of things for credit unions. And I think the misconception kind of comes with a little bit of what you're saying, Holly, in the old school way of thinking. And I don't think this is necessarily a battle of old school, new school. It's purely, and I think Robert hit a bit on it, about fear, that just taking a leap. But you have to understand that it's really more of a risk now to not take that leap. Because, again, Robert said it. We've talked to, again, marketing people here that deal specifically in mobile and mobile lending, that that is where the audience and the members are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're getting the there is that misconception that credit unions are not in the technology savvy universe yet, because there are still so many holdouts before they're going to launch their mobile ready website, their app. And this just isn't all about creating a stupid app. This is just about being there in a real quality, easy way to do business with the credit union.
Well, I think that's a really good point, that it's about changing the strategy and your worldview of how people do business. It is no longer today how it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, how people would get a mortgage, how people would do all of the, I mean, for anything from shopping to, buying insurance to financial. Everything, the way we get our information, the way we make our decisions has changed. And I predict you're going to see more integration with things like crowdfunding, peer reviews, social media, and this plays right into it. The way you apply for loans and make purchasing decisions, it's all changing. And while things have been around for you know, things that are social media related have been around for 10 years.
Yeah.
It hasn't been mainstream for just more than a few years, especially when it comes to business use.
Right. And today, I believe today is out at the developers conference for Apple, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I think today we're going to get our first look at what the iPhone 6 is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be available this fall. So this stuff is not stopping. I don't know what people are waiting for, you know, for a new iOS platform. Oh, the new iPhone's going to be coming out. You know, these companies are all moving forward with or without your credit union.
Right.
The thing is, so are your members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so are the potential members that could be coming on, moving into your location, your community.
Yeah, so to Robert's point, change is constant. So this isn't necessarily about finding the tools and the execution. It's more about, you know, developing your strategy for how to be nimble and how to grow and change as change comes washing over you.
Yeah, because Holly and I discussed this a lot about the niche market that is really is the beauty of the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
You're in such a specialized area almost. It's specialized financial. Sure, there are a ton of banks out there, but there aren't, and it's shrinking, the number of credit unions that are out there. And you have such the opportunity to find that niche audience.
Yeah, that's what really gets me excited about credit unions and what they are and what their purpose is, because it makes me sad when I see credit unions trying to be all things to all people, because that's not their sweet spot. The credit union's sweet spot is having a really hyper-local attachment to the people and the communities that you're in and part of.
And just to stop you for a second really quick, we're not talking about Navy Federal here. You know, they're not hyper-local necessarily. In fact, they're growing like 60-something new branches across the country in this year. But we're talking about the typical large to mid-sized to small credit units, which is the majority of them out there.
But, I mean, even Navy Federal, they're not a Bank of America. You know, they still have a personality. They still serve a really, really, really loyal, dedicated group of people that believe in their cause.
Right, and so, they have a built-in niche audience.
Right, and it's a big niche, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean, you know, niche doesn't mean small to me. Niche means loyal, dedicated believers in your purpose. And so I like to liken it to the craft beer industry because. Yeah, I might like their product, but it's mostly because they're one of the smaller alternative markets that are seeing a huge amount of growth in market share over the traditional big players. And what I've been seeing is successful with that is they're all inclusive. Anyone can kind of join into the craft beer culture and be a fan of it, but they don't try to be all things to all people. They do what they do with a singular purpose of having excellent quality product, and they don't waver on that. They don't go, oh, people want, a macro brew, and we're going to just do an imitation of that. They stay true to what they believe in, and people can come to them or not come to them. It's open, but, you know, they're not afraid to be who they are.
Right. And you kind of wish sometimes the credit union industry or the credit unions themselves had an actual physical product to hand somebody, like a beer.
Right.
Like a donut, you know, or whatever. You know, we produce something. Instead, that's where we have to get much more creative.
Well, and I think there's an opportunity. Yes, it might be harder, but you get to sell a lifestyle. You get to sell, you know, you get to sell people their dreams, and you get to spin the story around, like, you know, a very, very essential part of every single person's day.
Right. But the failures that we've seen, or that I'm going to say out loud, are they don't do a good enough job promoting that that change and that awesomeness of the community and the actual connections to be made with the member. A lot of it's just taken for granted financial crap.
Mm-hmm. And this is where I get sad, because I love credit unions and cooperatives. I really believe in their purpose and what they exist for. And I don't want them to just start bragging about what they're doing. But
no, this isn't about bragging. No. There are way too many, I don't know.
But while they're being humble and maybe, you know, a little bit more like how you want people to be to each other, you're going to start seeing other businesses come along and say, look, if you're not going to scream to the world
yeah.
why you're great. We're going to do it instead. And so it kills me when I see other banks like Ally Bank starting to encroach on the values and the beliefs of the credit union industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the people out there don't know that, you know, we don't expect them to know the inner workings of the cooperative model. But when they hear these kinds of things coming from a bank, then that's when they start saying, well, what's the difference, really?
Because you can bank anywhere.
Right.
Now. Anywhere right. from Walmart to my gas station, I'm sure.
Right. T-Mobile is looking at it. The post sure. office is looking at financial
right.
services. So what sets you apart as a credit union, I still believe it's about niche, it's about local, it's about community, and
yeah.
it's about, you know, picking the things that you feel strongly about
and
unwavering.
Owning the heck
mm-hmm.
out of it, too. So, you know, Holly and I have a lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts, and a lot of things. And we tend to live our day and nights mainly inside the mind kind of the digital lab here at CUNY Mutual Group. And the purpose behind the lab is really to be more experimental and listen and do research about how social media is being used in the credit union and financial industry. And so we are working on a number of experiments here, ranging from surveys to videos to blogs to a special feature that we're going to have coming out soon
mm-hmm.
About other industries using social media that are very similar to credit unions and what they learn and what we're going to share with the credit union followers that we have.
And I feel strongly that, you know, the first step in our path to telling our story better and being bolder out there is let's start talking to ourselves first. Let's start, I mean, I know there's a lot of talking internally, but let's be more vocal about what our challenges are, what our successes we've found, sharing
yeah.
information, and social media is the perfect channel for all that. But right now we're noticing that there's just, you know, there's a bit of hesitation and quietness to share information, but that's what the credit union
right.
industry is all about. We have a survey out on our social media channels, CUNY Mutual Group social media channels right now, that we're kind of asking for just that. We want people to share with us some of the biggest challenges that they're facing just on the day-to-day
mm-hmm.
so that we can look at that because we know what the big, big issues are, but what is standing in the way of attacking those bigger issues because maybe they're smaller issues just in your daily operations.
Right.
We're looking to gather that information and then kind of share it back out with everyone and just sourcing, like, is there solutions? Are there things that one credit union has found helpful
mm-hmm.
and that we can share and help each other grow.
Yeah, what Holly is really saying here is we've had some fantastic connections with credit unions around the country and leagues and stuff, and we do live hangouts with them. And when we do that, all we do is we share information, and it does occasionally turn into kind of a social media therapy session. But what it is just we are sharing what we're seeing, our struggles. They are doing the same, and we just continue to learn from each other, and that is starting to balloon and spread, and that's what we want more of, is for people to talk to each other to help out so we can get the message to a much larger audience. We are not saying to just talk to each other because there's plenty of that going on.
Right. Thank you for clarifying that.
It's annoying.
Yeah. So in summation, ACUC, check out our speakers if you can. We've really put a lot of thought into providing some valuable content for credit unions out there at this year's show. And
the other thing is just taking a look at the digital lab, what we are doing here at CUNY Mutual Group, Holly and I. Make sure to follow us on all of our channels. Again, Twitter, Google+,
LinkedIn,
Instagram, Blogger.
Facebook
is getting tweaked
yep,
at the moment.
Yep, yep.
But we are going to be all over the place, and we really appreciate our followers out there. And this is really not about us. This is about you all.
And Michael will be at ACUC, so please say hello to him if you see him out there.
I will. So thanks again. First show. I think we're going to put a wrap on it right now.
Yep. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Hopefully this was useful for you.
Yeah, we will do more of these. In the future, we'll share them out with you. Thank you so much. Live here from the Digital Lab at CUNY Mutual Group in Madison, Wisconsin.